a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Friday, the 18th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Starting to see some delay on I-15 now in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour. New details should come out today outlining big changes to Utah's tax system, but with a big tax cut.
And I think they're getting very close to a very positive proposal.
Utah tax reform. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the state's tax reform task force has been meeting all summer. They're expected to release the plan today, and Natalie Gogner at the University of Utah Business School talked to KSL about the big issues on her mind.
They really have to get drivers to pay more, because we're a growing state. We need to invest in capacity, and drivers got to pay their fair share. And we got to find a better way to help low-income families than the sales tax on food.
Utah policy says the plan will have new taxes for some services, get rid of the educational earmark from income tax, and have perhaps a 10% tax cut for Utahns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Lawmakers say a lot of legislators and restaurant owners have questions about the state's liquor laws, and they're hoping a summit at the Capitol will change that.
Some lawmakers say there's a delicate balance they need to achieve. They need to make sure adults who want to buy alcohol can get it, while making sure underage people can't get it. And in recent years, it's been hard for some people to keep up with the laws.
There's been a lot of changes to put us more in lockstep with probably an average of what goes on across the country.
Senator Jerry Stevenson says the summit is designed to help lawmakers and business owners understand them. Representative Timothy Hawk says many policymakers aren't even sure what they mean by Utah being a control state.
It's been a struggle through our history. It continues to be a struggle and will be a struggle in the future, but we hope to get it right.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new poll finds that a majority of Utah voters are opposed to tax reform ideas.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Tim, the GOP-dominated legislative task force will be putting forward their ideas today and seeking public comment next week. If polling numbers from UtahPolicy.com are any indication, then there might be significant pushback. Their findings show that just under half of all voters are against an increase taking away an exemption to the gas tax. That's compared to only 35% that support it. Even less popular is an idea to reinstate the full state sales tax on unprepared food. 66% of Utahns say they don't want to see that. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon, we'll start seeing rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
It looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday, so the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City, several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Grant says Monday is looking clear, but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to near normal temperatures.
The clock might not be ticking yet on a ceasefire. KSL's top national stories now. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, border fighting is reported in the Kurdish-held city of Ras al Ain, Syria, after a five-day ceasefire was announced by Vice President Pence yesterday. He said the U.S. and Turkey are committed
to a peaceful resolution and future for the safe zone.
While Turkey agreed to halt their incursion, the Kurds were not party to yesterday's agreement. President Trump went to friendly territory for a rally last night. The Dallas arena had 20,000 inside and another reported 30,000 watching in video screens outside. Nearby, Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke held a counter rally saying his side is not building walls.
We're building bridges to connect us.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is leaving by the end of the year. He's among the longest tenured in the Trump administration, having been on the job 3 years. President Trump says he's known Perry's plans for months.
And he's been outstanding. and we already have his replacement.
That nominee hasn't been named publicly. And e-cigarette maker Juul is suspending sales of most of their sweet-flavored vaping products pending an FDA review. The San Francisco company is the largest in the vaping industry, saying they will continue selling mint and menthol flavors. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Top executives of California's largest utility are expected at an emergency meeting Friday to answer questions by state regulators about a massive preemptive power shutdown. The meeting of the California Public Utilities Commission in San Francisco comes as outrage grows against Pacific Gas and Electric Company. The utility cut off power to more than 2 million people in Northern and Central California earlier this month, saying high winds could have damaged equipment and sparked fires.
Demolition experts on the scene of that partial building collapse that killed three people in New Orleans.
The two massive tower cranes that were being used in the construction of the Hard Rock Hotel were badly damaged when the building came crashing down. Engineers say that if the cranes fall, they could destroy surrounding structures. And so
they're putting explosives on the cranes. They're cutting some with torches to weaken it in the right spots.
New Orleans Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
They believe they can bring those down exactly where they stand.
They hope to do it before the expected arrival of tropical storm force winds tonight. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, a fallen hero is remembered in Tooele County.
And we'll get our first look at triple team traffic.
Northbound slowdowns in Lehigh on I-15 because of a hay spill. The rest of the I-15 trek looks pretty good. Southbound from Ogden, northbound from Point of the Mountain. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
Dave and Duchamp.
Over the course of 3 years, vaping among middle schoolers and high schoolers has shot up 800%.
Whatever happened to the flavored vape ban Senator Mitt Romney called for?
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, we were kind of excited because about 15 minutes ago, the first ever all-female spacewalk was scheduled to take place outside of the space station, and we understand we can actually link up to some NASA audio if we can, Gustavo, and maybe we can hear part of the conversation going on back and forth between mission control.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Is there anything there? No.
I mean, there are long pauses, but from time to time you'll hear the astronauts talking back to mission control. It's getting a lot of attention.
It's on our Case on His Radio Facebook page in case you want to watch it live. Yeah. It really is something.
These two ladies are out there to replace a broken battery charger and do some other work outside. They'll be out there for about 5 hours, so maybe we'll try and link up with them again when there's conversation going on. That's good stuff.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
McRib is back. Get one now and add any size soft drink like Dr. Pepper for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Available for a limited time.
Well, the Kaysville City Council recently created a fiber utility department for high-speed internet service to city residents. Former City Councilwoman Susan Lee is among a group now gathering signatures trying to force the issue onto the ballot next June.
As far as I'm concerned, government has no business being involved where private citizens or private businesses can do it.
To get the issue on the ballot, they need a few more than 1,700 legal signatures.
The American Legion Post in Tooele is renamed to honor a soldier killed in Afghanistan. KSL-TV's Alex Cabrera reports Jordan Bird was a medic.
The post was officially renamed in Bird's honor. He's from Grantsville and Dugway and was only 19 years old when he was killed in 2010. Just before he died, Bird was home on leave, and the Army gave him permission to stay home a few extra days because his wife gave birth to their son, Aiden. The family was able to get a few pictures of them together before he had to redeploy to Afghanistan, where he was killed the next month.
Alex says Bird was killed while giving aid to a wounded soldier.
KSL News Time, 6:09. Time for a triple team traffic check here, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Boy, that I-15 traffic looks like a mess already this morning, Andy.
It is. Some hay fell on the freeway in northbound I-15 in Lehigh, just after Lehigh Main Street. And as a result, they've got flares out, blocking off the right two lanes. And that's become a choke point now as you go from Lehigh Main towards 2100 North. Right now, it's only about a half mile. And then you're clear after that on I-15 up over Point of the Mountain. And so far, no northbound delays the rest of the way to downtown. Eric?
If you're out in Tooele County, we look pretty good right now. Heading up to Mills Junction on SR-36 and to Lake Point, no problems getting onto I-80. And if you're heading into the valley, 201 I-80 also looks good for eastbound traffic. And the 215 belt routes looking good on all sides so far. Heather?
And also in the Salt Lake Valley, a power outage still affecting drivers on 3300 South as traffic lights are out between State Street and 300 West. You need to treat those as a four-way stop. For Weber and Davis County, good speeds right now. No problems, I-15 either northbound or southbound, trying to get into Salt Lake or heading north to the Idaho border. Cooler temps, leaves changing colors. Now's the time to come into Alpine Fireplaces. Alpine Fireplaces offers wood, electric, gas, or pellet fireplaces and stoves. Visit alpinefireplaces.com. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's check that forecast more about the storm, Grant.
Well, we have one storm moving through. Most of it has moved out. Partly cloudy skies for today. But thanks to that front, a big cool down today. No more of those 70s. Highs today, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, we hold it at 59. Another storm coming in. It brings rain for tomorrow. And then rain changing to snow Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, let me see, 43 degrees.
I understand that we had a chance to listen in to the space station and that the two women who are on this historic work together, the first two women to be doing this together.
One is named Christina Koch, we believe the last name. Jessica Meyer is the other one. It's Koch's fourth, Meyer's first. This is part of their communication back and forth with Mission Control.
Hey, and I am too, Jessica. So stand by. I'm not Christina. I have the bag still, but I have not taken out the GoPro yet. Do you want to kick the GoPro out? Or do you want me to? If you're in a good spot, go ahead, and if not, I'll be glad to do it.
It's
do you remember that on the right or the left side of the bag? It's on the same side as the rep. You know what? I can do it since I set it up. Okay. That'll work. Good call.
How cool is that?
It's just amazing. We're listening to two people talking from space.
Now, they're going to be out there for about 5 hours, but their main job on the spacewalk is to replace a broken battery charger. They call it the BCDU, and the failure of this one is fairly concerning because it was replaced in April, and there are only four more backups at the station. So
we'll keep monitoring it.
A little anxiety up there.
News at this hour is sponsored by Alpine Home Medical. Visit alpinehomemedical.com or text 800-686-7993.
Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. That's right. Pay zero down on any new or used car and make zero payments until January 2020. Catch the vision at Volkswagen Southtown's 2020 sales event. See yourself buying a new wardrobe, taking that vacation, or decorating your house with all the money you'll save getting a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. The next few months are going to be amazing. We can see it now. Are you in a lease and wish you'd bought, or bought a car and wish you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Start seeing a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, located off of the west side of I-15. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health care of your employees or loved ones, look to Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Regions understands that the choices you make help shape the health and well-being of the people you count on the most. And when you choose Regions, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Backed by national reach and access, with all the compassion of the Blue Cross and the strength of Blue Shield, you and your employees are covered wherever they go. Regions is here to help you get the healthcare you and your employees need, when you need it. Your company deserves a trusted partner to help you get the most of your healthcare investment. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Visit us at Regions.com or talk to your local broker to find out more. Regions, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Right now, get fast, reliable internet and add Comcast Business Security Edge for just $29.95 more per month. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Requires Comcast Business Internet and router at additional monthly cost. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Limited to Comcast Business Security Edge service does not prevent access to affected sites if connected via public Wi-Fi, VPN, or non-Comcast DNS servers.
The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is 57500.
KSL News Time 615. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a summit at the Capitol to clear up confusion about Utah's liquor laws. Some legislators say policymakers aren't sure what Utah's control system even means. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the search continues for a missing hunter in the Uinta Mountains. 69-year-old Carl Crumrine was last seen Monday walking toward the tree stand near his campsite.
Third, let's check on that problem on I-15. This look brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Yeah, and that's on I-15 northbound in Lehigh, just after Main Street. But before you get to 2100 north, UHP has now blocked off four right lanes of travel, only two left lanes open to you, causing delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing this morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. High temperatures, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in Texas touting the ceasefire brokered by the vice president between the Turks and the Kurds in northern Syria.
Turkey's going to be happy. The Kurds are going to be happy. ISIS is going to be unhappy.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney now saying his words were misconstrued when he talked about aid to Ukraine being tied to investigations. This is what he said to ABC's Jonathan Carl at a news conference.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
The funding.
Yeah.
Another member of the president's cabinet is set to leave.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry leaving his job in the midst of questions on his role in the White House pressuring Ukraine to look into the president's political rivals. Secretary Perry recently told reporters he had no immediate plans to leave. Secretary Perry faces a Friday House subpoena deadline to hand over information on what he knows about the president's dealings with Ukraine.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Happening right now, the first all-woman spacewalk. Americans Christina Cook and Jessica Meir stepping outside the International Space Station. Controllers on the ground saying,
Jessica, Christina, we are so proud of you. You're going to do great today. We'll be waiting for you here in a couple hours when you get home.
Their mission to replace a faulty battery unit on the International Space Station. Another day of walking the picket lines for Chicago's teachers. Day two of their strike shutting down the country's third largest school system. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Vice President Mike Pence brokered a ceasefire with Turkey to allow the Kurds time to flee their homes along the Syria-Turkey border.
But ABC News correspondent James Longman is in Syria and says fighting continues this morning.
President Trump may be celebrating, but the reality here is that fighting does go on this morning. Clashes in the key town of Ras El Ain have continued, and Kurdish officials say Turkish artillery fire is still pounding its main hospital. The Kurds say Turkey never stopped its bombardment and so their fighters will not leave the area. Thousands are still on the move trying to escape this violence. Turkey invaded Syria in order to establish what it calls a safe zone, and the US brokered agreement has been criticized for supporting that aim. But Kurdish leaders say they never agreed to a retreat, and they worry that Turkey, whose forces are being supported by hardline militia, is engaged in a process of ethnic cleansing, trying to stamp out Syria's Kurds. This pause was meant to last 5 days, but in some places, it hasn't even started.
That's ABC News correspondent James Longman in Syria.
619, Triple Team Traffic. Let's check in. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, in Utah County, we've got the right two lanes now, the right three lanes blocked. Only two left lanes open, I-15, going up north of Lehigh Main Street because of a hay spill on the freeway. And somebody drove over the initial flares that were put down, so now they've put out some additional ones. They may need the extra space to do the hay cleanup, but we did have somebody drive over the originals and blotted them all out. So please pay attention in that stretch and don't do that again. We've also got traffic a little bit busy going up over Point of the Mountain, but it clears up by the time you reach the Bluffdale exit, Eric.
But if you're continuing on through Salt Lake County on I-15 northbound up to the downtown area, it looks good, 20 minutes travel time there. You're exiting at 3300 South. Be aware that you got signal problems, power outages at the Main Street and West Temple intersections. You're going to have to treat those as four-way stops. Heather?
We're looking pretty good through Weber Davis County. A little bit of slowing northbound I-15 moving through Layton toward the Clearfield area. That's in the construction zone. But everybody else, US 89, Legacy Parkway, I-215, no delays and not as much traffic as we normally see. Apply IFA's Step 4 fertilizer right now to prep your lawn for winter and have a healthy lawn next spring. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. You ready for some snow? It's on its way in the 7-day forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds are up to 56 today. Rain tomorrow and 59, and then rain and snow Sunday with mountain accumulation. High Sunday, only 47 degrees. Partly cloudy on Monday. It'll be just slightly warmer, 53. Sunshine Tuesday, 59. 58 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, and then more sunshine Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, our temperature is 43 degrees. Of course, the movie show on Fridays at 9 o'clock. And this weekend, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, opens. This is the one, of course, the second one with Angelina Jolie.
Right.
I wonder if my kids will be interested in seeing this. Their tastes are changing. You know, they're not kids anymore. So their interest in these kinds of movies is changing, which really disappoints me because I love kid movies.
Well, you can still go without them if they don't want to go with you.
I feel a little funny.
That's all right. Michelle Pfeiffer is also in that movie,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, she is.
I'm really kind of tired of all of the sequels to the sequels to the sequels.
Oh, I go to all
of them. It was a great story. Leave it where it was, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to go see it anyway.
Yeah, it does seem like a little bit of a lack of creativity.
It is one of many, though, that are opening this weekend. What's the other one? Zombieland, I think,
also opens. Well, maybe the boys will go see that with me. No, it's rated R. No, we're not doing that.
Okay, never mind.
They're too young for that.
Never mind.
Maybe later.
They're going to be talking about it on the movie show this morning, of course, coming up at 9, and they're on the road at Harvest Ride today. So Doug and Steve will keep you company, as always, on a Friday, 9 to noon, here on KSL News Radio.
Jay Broadbent here with Alpine Home Medical. The seasons are changing and the cold air is rolling in. We want to introduce you to our safety and comfort sale. From now until the end of the year, our focus is keeping you or your loved one safe and comfortable. Let us help you stay warm with a free travel size blanket from Minky Couture when you purchase any lift chair from one of our 9 locations. Our lift chairs will get you from sitting to standing safely with the push of a button. They look good, they're reliable, and they're comfortable. Alpine Home Medical has been providing the most comfortable lift chairs on the market for the past 22 years. Did you know that we have the largest inventory of lift chairs in the state? If you or a loved one is in need of some serious comfort, stop by and pick up a lift chair and you'll receive a plush Minky Couture blanket complimentary of Alpine. This season, let us bring you warmth and wellness to your home.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Visit alpinehomemedical.com or text 800-686-7993.
My son asks, how come water is so powerful that it can create the Grand Canyon, and when it freezes, breaks pipes, but it can't make hair go down the drain? Oh, how do kids get so smart? Son, it takes millions of years to make canyons, and hair accumulates in the drain in just months. We find so much hair in drains at Whipple Service Champions that it's surprising we still have any hair left on our heads. Drainage systems, when installed properly, are self-scouring and seldom plug up. Roots don't get into properly installed pipes. Hair should get trapped on the drain cover and picked up. At Whipple Service Champions, we not only clear plug drains, we also fix what's causing the problem. This month, call for our $55 mainline drain cleaning special, which includes a free in-pipe camera inspection. Call Whipple Service Champions, any drain cleared, just $55. Call 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
And Dad, my son asks, where does the mail come from? The milkman.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from United Healthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
So what was this aid to Ukraine we keep hearing about? Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, we keep hearing it.
There was never any quid pro quo.
Well, this for that. This is military aid for Ukraine. The Pentagon announced in June $250 million to help battle Russian-backed rebels. State Department kicking in $141 million. Now, according to Defense News, this was the first time lethal aid was being provided to Ukraine. President Trump told President Zelensky, quote, "I gave you anti-tank busters, and frankly, President Obama was sending you pillows and sheets." The aid was put on hold in July, then released in August. Now, as for the quo, Ukraine's prosecutor general announcing this month he will review all closed cases of his predecessors, presumably including Hunter Biden's involvement in Burisma Energy. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Coca-Cola is reporting strong sales as the company continues to push sugar-free drinks and new coffees. Revenue jumped 8% in the third quarter.
KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's BuyRelax Auto Loans. Renault named an interim CEO about a week ago, and the new CEO is already shaking things up, saying they need to revamp their strategic six-year plan. The automaker has been struggling with negative cash flow over the past 6 months.
Chipotle Mexican Grill has been having a good week on Wall Street. The restaurant chain has been having success with new menu items, and the price of avocados has been dropping, which helps the bottom line.
Let's take a look at how the markets are doing. The futures market's all in the green now. The Dow is up by 21. The S&P is up 2.25 at the 3,000 mark, by the way, and the NASDAQ is up just 1.25.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and for years, you've heard me talk about our IntelliBed. And now I can say our IntelliBeds. We added one in our guest room. We absolutely love the IntelliBed with that revolutionary gel matrix technology. The first bed in the world that is both firm and soft at the same time. Maximum back support and the maximum pressure relief. We all need and deserve that great night's sleep. And right now, I wanted to make you aware of an opportunity to buy select IntelliBeds at up to 50% off during IntelliBed's semi-annual demo sale. You can buy select IntelliBeds and select state-of-the-art adjustable bases at up to 50% off. But it's only at your IntelliBed store. And you can save up to 50% off all IntelliBed accessories, including pillows, sheets, even mattress protectors. Fashion Place, University Place, Orem, Park City by Whole Foods and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% off on the IntelliBed you've been wanting.
Where is our country headed just as election season hits?
The president is still polling all U.S.
Adam Schiff told him he could not stay.
Who are we?
Democrats should make hearings public.
The gun is irrelevant.
Never-ending wars will end.
Get updated on the people that are changing policies forever. Every morning on Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9. And get analysis all day long on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Football fans, join KSL today at Macy's Highland 4 to 7 for Macy's tailgate with activities, food, prizes, and more. For information and more chances to win, visit ksl.com/win.
6:29 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Hey, Andy, we've got a problem on the road.
Yeah, a truck pulling hay dropped some of the hay on the freeway, and as a result, only two lanes of I-15 are now open just north of Lehigh Main Street. You've got about a little under a mile of delay right now as you merge down to those left two lanes, and that's the only delay on I-15 in Utah County, but it is a little frustrating. If this wasn't a Friday, I think that delay would be even worse than it currently is. If you get on the freeway at 2100 North or SR-92, you'll be fine going north over Point of the Mountain and all the way to Salt Lake City. Eric?
From Bluffdale, northbound I-15 to Midvale, no problems this morning on I-15 in Utah County, and even past that all the way to downtown, you're at normal freeway speed. So you do have a power outage problem in South Salt Lake, and this is affecting traffic on 3300 South. In fact, you've got one right lane blocked off as you head west towards the freeway. In intersections like at Main Street and State Street, those the stoplights may be out from time to time. You're going to need to treat that as a four-way stop if that happens. Heather?
Not a lot of problems through Weber and Davis County, which is the good news. We don't have as much traffic today as we normally would. A, it's a Friday. B, a lot of people out for fall break. So right now, if you're leaving Ogden, heading south on I-15, about a 30-minute commute into Salt Lake City, with no backups showing up on US 89 or Legacy Parkway. What's happening this Halloween in Logan? Haunted downtown ghost tours, the 10th West Scare House, a zombie walk, corn mazes, a haunted hollow, and don't forget the pumpkin walk. Explore Logan.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about the storm when it's coming in and check the forecast with Grant.
Partly cloudy skies, 56 after storm number one has cleared. Tomorrow another storm comes in. We'll call it storm number two. Rain showers likely. Highs tomorrow 59, and then rain changing over to snow Sunday 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
Downtown, 43 degrees.
Northbound 15 backups in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A recent study finds that fewer Americans are reporting a religious affiliation.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. John?
Amanda, not only are less Americans self-reporting to be religious, but they also are saying they attend religious service less, too. New data collected over the last 2 years from the Pew Research Center shows less people are identifying as Christian. Right now, that's at about 65%, down about 10% from just 10 years ago. While the number of people attending religious service is down about 7% in that same time frame, staying steady throughout the polling period is the percentage of people reporting to be a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's about 2% overall. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Inland Port Authority has gotten another earful from protesters in a public meeting at the state capitol yesterday. Activist Clark Clements laid out some of their objections to the project in Northwest Salt Lake.
We don't have any kind of plan that we can assess, any kind of environmental impact statement or health assessment, and we don't know exactly what industries they're planning on putting out there.
The Port Authority representatives say they're just starting the planning process and nothing's been settled. Some protesters were removed for blowing on whistles during the meeting in an attempt to drown out board members who were speaking.
Utah state lawmakers today are holding a summit to answer questions about the state's liquor laws. Representative Timothy Hawk says a lot of people may think Utah's laws are different than most of the country, but he says that's not true.
You know, people talk about Zion's Curtain. Well, Washington State had a Zion's Curtain. Wyoming had a Zion's Curtain, but of course they didn't call it a Zion's Curtain there.
Hawk says there are some policymakers who aren't quite sure what it means that Utah is a control state and what the control system is.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The skies are going to look like yesterday, but don't be fooled. You're going to need a little thicker jacket today.
Our highs today are going to be some 20 degrees colder than yesterday, so a big drop there thanks to the front. And we've got an even stronger storm coming in for the weekend. Folks can anticipate a lot of rain on most of Saturday, especially into the afternoon. Temperatures are going to hold in the 50s, so it's pretty cool. And then it gets even colder. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see that snow level dropping.
Grant says the mountains could get 8 to 12 inches of snow, and while it's not expected to be a lot, we could see a skiff of snow in the valley by Sunday evening.
Is there a ceasefire in Syria or not? KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, there are reports of some fighting in one Syrian border town as 5 days of ceasefire are underway. Turkey agreed to pause their incursion into Kurdish-held territory after Vice President Pence met with President Erdogan yesterday.
If there had not been a ceasefire today, there would have been a new round of massive sanctions.
Turkey is demanding Kurds retreat to create a border buffer zone. The White House announced next June's G7 summit in the U.S. will be held at President Trump's National Doral Miami Resort. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney responding to criticism of using the president's own resort.
I get the criticisms. So does he. Face it, he'd be criticized regardless of what he chose to do.
But he says Doral will be paid only to cover costs, meaning no profit and saving millions over other venues. The son of convicted Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman was arrested by federal police in Sinaloa State, but released yesterday after cartel gunmen attack. The troops said they were outnumbered and decided to set Ovidio Guzman free rather than fight to hold him. And a 3.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the Los Angeles area around midnight with an epicenter in the city of Compton. No damage or injuries reported from the light shaking. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, today's the day set up to remind women to set up an appointment for a mammogram, and one of our colleagues has become a vocal advocate. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with her story. Mary?
Tim, our colleague Rebecca Cressman on FM 100 is now undergoing chemo for stage 2B breast cancer. It was detected on one of her yearly mammograms. She says Utah women are not getting mammograms for whatever reason.
Often when we find breast cancer in Utah, we find it when it's more advanced. So we need to reverse that. Let's find it earlier so that treatment and healing and the prognosis is so much better.
Today is National Mammography Day. It's to urge women over age 40 to set up that appointment. Insurance covers the test. It's quick and it's painless. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, we'll listen in on a historic spacewalk in progress.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Spilled hay on the freeway. It's caused backups and from Lehigh's Main Street north of that, actually back to Pioneer Crossing. But the rest of I-15 looks good this morning along the Wasatch Front. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
Debbie Dujanovic.
45% of teens say they are online almost constantly.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Would you describe yourself as online almost constantly?
Not until I looked at my screen time just moments ago.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it.
100% on time, 100% guaranteed, 100% wow. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath delivers all that, all in 3 days. Here's how it works. Create a kitchen idea, give them 3 days, and suddenly your kitchen becomes the centerpiece of your home. A place where everyone gathers no matter how much room you have in the house. Every project is 100% on time, 100% guaranteed, and 100% wow. Invest in your family and your home. Invest in a kitchen with 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. 3-Day Kitchen offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee and will complete the job to your liking, guaranteed. They're in and out of your home in 3 days or less with top quality products and a great crew, and they're finished on time with no delays. Get details now. Start at 3daykitchenandbath.com. That's the number 3, then daykitchen.com. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
And the news is also sponsored by 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. For the top quality kitchen or bath of your dreams, visit 3daykitchen.com.
We are following a developing story from all places in orbit.
Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir are participating in the first all-female spacewalk.
Their walk outside the International Space Station moved up from Monday to today after a unit in the orbiting lab failed during a power-up of new batteries. The spacewalk was originally planned for March with Cook and another astronaut, Anne McClain, but postponed because there was only one size medium spacesuit and they had to wait for a second one to be made. In all, just 15 women have been on spacewalks, all with male partners. Yuni Han, ABC News.
You suppose they were waiting for, I don't know, FedEx to bring that other spacesuit. Brandy Dean is the NASA TV commentator who's providing the background information this morning.
Christina Cook and Jessica Meir have been up since 1 a.m. Central Time, and they began their final prep for today's spacewalk at about 2 a.m. in order to be ready to start the spacewalk by about 6:50 a.m. Central. And with the battery power now on, the spacewalk has officially begun. We see that happening at 6:38 a.m. Central Time, a little ahead of schedule, about 12 minutes. But that gets us started on today's historic spacewalk.
Astronaut Andrew Morgan was on board the International Space Station. He congratulated them right before their historic moment.
Jessica, Christina, we are so proud of you. You're going to do great today. We'll be waiting for you here in a couple hours when you get home.
Right now, the two are hard at work.
I have Papa, Fox 6.
Copy, Christina. Those are good settings. You can perform a safety tether swap onto the SSRMS. First lock your green hook and then relocate your yellow hook to the SSRMS Lee forward tether point.
It's an historic moment. It's exciting.
Yeah, they're calling it NASA Herstory in the making, and they're asking school teachers out there to share photos with their students. Celebrating Herstory in the making. The pictures might end up on the spacewalk broadcast.
And you can watch it live, by the way, on the Case on News Radio Facebook page. 6:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on northbound I-15, a really rough stretch right now between Lehigh Main Street. In fact, the delay is now starting at Pioneer Crossing. Stop and go through Lehigh Main all the way up to where you get down to two lanes of I-15 as you pass where a truck dumped some hay on the freeway. A little bit about maybe a mile north of Lehigh, Maine. If you're getting onto the freeway at 2100 North or SR92, you will not be affected by this spill, and you'll be able to go on I-15 at the full speed limit over Point of the Mountain and all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. Eric?
Crews still working on the power problems down in Salt Lake City, South Salt Lake. That's affecting traffic on 3300 South. Westbounders have the right lane blocked off. Looks like one of the intersection lights, maybe West Temple, are back on. But if you run across the intersection lights being out at West Temple or Main Street, you're just going to have to treat that as a four-way stop. The 215 Bell Route looks good on all sides. North, no problems northbound, SR36 in Tooele County. Heather?
We've got some unusual slowing right now in Layton. This is on Fairfield Road, heading north away from Oak Hills Drive up toward Antelope Drive. Don't know if we have construction in that area, but something is causing a bit of delay there. And then if you're on the major freeways and highways, I-15, US 89, Legacy Parkway, the West Side Belt, no problems if you're heading into downtown Salt Lake or toward the airport. Performance Ford Lincoln and Bountiful, downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's head back to the Weather Center now and check in with Grant.
Storm last night, clearing now, partly cloudy skies, but it's much cooler than yesterday thanks to that front. We're only at 56 degrees for the high, so jackets back on. Another storm tomorrow brings in rain Saturday, 59, and snow Sunday, it's colder. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 43.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll share more information with you about a Utah family and a shortage of a cancer drug for their child. That's just ahead.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along with us on Utah's news station.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles.
It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
When Paul Goodall started shopping for an engagement ring, he knew one thing. He didn't want to be pressured.
Because I'm not going to make a purchase at that level without understanding what I'm buying.
But the first store he went to, that's what happened.
They wanted me to buy. They didn't want me to learn. And that didn't work for me.
But then Paul found Diamonds Direct.
The exact opposite happened when I went into Diamonds Direct. There was no rush. There was no pressure. They wanted to give me the information that I was asking for.
At Diamonds Direct, it's different. No games, no pressure, no nonsense.
It wasn't like, well, let's do something now. We've got to do it now because we've got this thing going on, or maybe you want to do that. No, it was, here's the information that you need to make an educated decision.
Paul learned how to buy a diamond like a dealer buys. He was taught how diamonds are graded and priced on the world market, and he was shown dozens of diamonds in his price range so he could make the decision that was right for him, his budget, and his soon-to-be fiance.
What they do is they give you the information that you need so that you end up buying what you want. I am such a big fan of Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct. Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
The world slows down as the music begins. The romantic theme holds you captive. The piano solo washes you in goosebumps. And this is just one movement. At the Utah Symphony, you'll experience more than just music. Feel it for yourself. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, October 23rd at the Norden Orum, October 25th and 26th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
This year for Dia de los Muertos, take the journey of a lifetime. The Utah Symphony performs Disney Pixar's Coco in concert. Discover a world no living person has seen before as the Utah Symphony performs Michael Giacchino's beautiful score live while the entire film plays on the big screen at Abravanel Hall. Don't miss Disney Pixar's Coco in concert with the Utah Symphony, November 1st and 2nd. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org. Presentation licensed by Disney Concerts.
News sponsored in part by the Utah Symphony, performing Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Information, visit utahsymphony.org.
One of our texters out there heard us talking about the late start for BYU and for Real Salt Lake on Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they said, what about the highest-ranked football team in the state?
Oh, yeah, we talked about Utah.
The Utes are at it.
You'll be there.
Their kickoff is at 4 o'clock, and yes, I'll be there. If you want to join the conversation, please do on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Dial us up at 57500. The three things you need to know at 6:45. A new report from Pew Research Foundation shows fewer Americans are identifying with a religion. 26% say they're atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, which is up from 17% just 10 years ago.
Second, Utah state lawmakers are hosting a summit at the state capitol today to talk about liquor laws. They've invited guests from across the country to explain what other states do.
Third, let's get a quick look at that problem spot on I-15, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
And traffic's at a crawl right now. Northbound I-15 approaching Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, all the way past 600, the Main Street exit in Lehigh. That's due to a hay spill. Three right lanes are blocked. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing this morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon. High temperatures, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Vice President visited Turkey and worked out a pause in the fighting between the Turks and the Kurds in Syria. There are reports of more attacks this morning. ABC's Terry Moran.
President Trump trying to take a victory lap at a campaign rally in Texas.
We had tremendous success today. I don't know if you've seen.
Trump was celebrating what the White House claims is a ceasefire in Syria. The recent Turkish invasion sparked in part by his own decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the Syrian border. The president made it sound like the chaos that followed his decision was part of his plan.
Turkey's president this morning says about 700 Kurds have been killed in the operation. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney now saying his words were misconstrued when he appeared to confirm that aid to Ukraine was tied to investigations demanded by President Trump. Chicago teachers hitting the picket lines again this morning, day two of a strike that's stopping classes in the country's third biggest school system. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. A national shortage of a life-saving cancer drug is hitting close to home.
KSL TV's Heather Simonson spoke to a family in Lehigh.
picking cancer spots.
Six-year-old Hazel Crowfoot likes to picture the cancer cells she's fighting.
Those guys are very rude. They, like, butt in the line.
Each month, she gets a vital dose of vincristine, a chemotherapy drug.
Like, bam, it's done. They're like, I'm out of here.
Diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago, her mom, Veronica, thought they might lose Hazel.
There was a time that we were told that we might only have 24 hours. It is the most vital chemotherapy that she receives right now.
This is two doses of vincristine. It enters the bloodstream, targets cancer cells, and kills them.
But a nationwide shortage after one of the two companies that makes the drug stopped production has her panicked.
We don't know how to treat our kids because there is no substitute. But it's not personal, but it feels personal.
It's your child.
It's my kid.
Are you frustrated by this?
This is very frustrating. Any drug shortage, particularly for parents of a child being treated for cancer, can cause tremendous anxiety.
Dr. Richard Lemons says they're being proactive and monitoring supplies closely.
We feel we should be able to meet the needs of our patients until the new shipments arrive.
But he says the system has to change.
So they're calling for really national stockpiles of critical medicines, not only for childhood cancer, but other diseases as well.
No dancing!
In the meantime, Hazel hopes to stay healthy. Okay. Veronica wants no other mother to feel like this.
This cannot happen again. Like, what are we going to do to make sure our kids' lives aren't put into jeopardy?
In Lehigh, Heather Simonson, KSL 5 News.
6:49, time again for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Looks like things are moving a little bit better on I-15 now, Andy.
Well, the delays are still pretty thick. They start just before American Fork Pioneer Crossing, and they go all the way up to the site. We still only have the two lanes open northbound I-15 as you go past the hay spill. I do see a trooper wandering the freeway, might be picking up some flares, possibly, hopefully, maybe. But right now, you still got about a 2 mile delay going to Point of the Mountain, Eric.
That's really the only trouble spot northbound from Provo to the downtown Salt Lake area. The 215 belt route's looking good as well. And if you're heading into the mountains, I-80 right now, it looks pretty decent getting up to Partly Summit. Heather?
Traffic's filling in just a bit southbound I-15, but no delays on any of the roadways through Weber and Davis counties. The Utah Snowmobile Show is coming to the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy October 25th and 26th. Visit snowwest.com/Utah for discount tickets. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we do have rain and maybe snow on the way. Let's check the forecast with Grant.
Storm from last night is cleared. Partly cloudy skies, but a lot cooler today. Highs only 56. Tomorrow, rain coming in with another storm. 59 is the high, and then rain and snow on Sunday. It's colder. High temperature Sunday, only 47 degrees. Partly cloudy Monday, high temperatures 53. We get up to 59 on Tuesday with sunny skies. Partly cloudy Wednesday, 58. And then more sun on Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 43 downtown. I've told you this before, Tim, that Superior Water and Air comes out to the house on a regular basis, and they check my filters, and they check all kinds of things. They check not just my water heater, but they check my water treatment system. We have a filter in our house because I have a child with asthma that's like hospital grade, because I want to make sure that the air inside the house is as clean as it can be for his sake and for everybody's sake. And I like being on a regular schedule with them. I think it's kept all that equipment from breaking down as often as it used to.
Well, and you want somebody like that in your life that, you know, can point out if it's a small problem and can be taken care of now when it's a small problem and not become a bigger issue for you. You need somebody like Superior Water and Air that's willing to do that and you have that relationship with. That's the reason why this company, Rob and the great people at Superior, have been around since 1956. They are the place, they are the people that Utah trusts.
I like this, that like they like to say, don't worry, we got this. And they do, they got this. Here's the number, it's 974-9090 or online at superiorwaterandair.com.
At Shane Company, we believe finding your dream ring should be fun and easy. That's why we created some exciting new tools that you can only find on our website, shaneco.com. Try our matchmaker. You'll be presented a variety of ring styles, and all you need to do is tap on your favorites. Within seconds, you'll be shown a selection of engagement ring styles curated just for you. Our virtual try-on is another great feature we just launched. It lets you virtually try on any Shane Company engagement ring. Find a ring style you like, then experiment with different center stones. Play with the shape of the stone. See what stone size looks best on your hand. Make the center stone a diamond or a ruby or a sapphire. Only Shane Company has over a dozen colorful shades of sapphires. Have fun on Shaneco.com with our matchmaker and our virtual try-on. Save and share your favorites, then visit us in-store or online to bring your dream ring to life.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and Shaneco.com.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I'm at Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour, the Beyond Meat company has been signing a lot of big contracts with restaurants, but the company has still seen shares go down this week. The reason? Competition. Several new plant-based meat companies are jumping into the market.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Toyota will unveil a line of small electric cars at the Toyota Motor Show this month. The new mini cars are designed for short daily trips. They seat two people and have a range of 62 miles.
Going to a wedding this weekend? You're not alone. The Wedding Wire Registry Company says there will be 34,000 weddings tomorrow. I thought June was the big
time. I thought so,
time.
Too.
It's going to make it the most popular wedding day of 2019.
Wow.
Guests are predicted to spend $500 million on gifts for all those happy couples.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. Dow futures up 15. That's not even a tenth of a percent. S&P futures up 1.6. NASDAQ futures up 1.25.
By the way, speaking of weddings, congratulations to Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. They became the longest married presidential couple, been married now for 26,765 days. It is time for Jazz Notes. Here's Cleon Wall.
Talking about the Utah Jazz this week has been sort of a downer as they've struggled on defense in the preseason.
If you were to ask me about any player right now, I would see how they're playing through kind of a defensive lens.
As you can tell by Coach Quinn Snyder's comments, his mind is on defense. But since it's Friday, let's end on a high note. Coach Snyder was very complimentary of new guard Emmanuel Mudiay after his first two games as a Jazz man.
There's times he makes the game look easy because he can make plays, he can get to spots on the floor. His ability to defend and impact the game that way is going to have the biggest impact on our group.
And back to defense. Rudy Gobert knows the defense is a problem, but he thinks there is a simple fix. You can read more about it at kslsports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Join KSL as we partner with Project Homeless Connect for the next Utah Gives Back Day of Service. In its third year, this one-day event connects those experiencing homelessness with over 100 service providers who administer done-in-a-day services. These include medical needs, dental work, mental health assistance, and so much more. From serving meals to being a client guide, it's all done by volunteers. And we need your help. Sign up now at utahgivesback.com. It's Utah Gives Back from Select Health and KSL News Radio.
Recently, my friends at Ivory Homes, they celebrated a real milestone, the mark of building 20,000 homes in Utah after nearly 50 years of home building for the great people of Utah. Clark Ivory and Ivory Homes knows that being Utah's number one home builder is not merely about building more homes than any other builder. It's all about really contributing to the community, making a real difference in every way. Affordability, quality, energy efficiency, sustainability. They do whatever they can do to enhance housing and the value of it to our community. That's what Ivory Homes is all about. I know a lot of this firsthand because Ivory built our home. And Ivory Homes, by the way, greener than ever, already one of Utah's most energy-efficient builders. They will soon be offering new EV, electrical vehicle-ready homes, and water-wise landscaping. There is so much to discover what Ivory Homes is putting into each and every home. I hope you'll visit ivoryhomes.com. Take a look at what Ivory is doing in our community.
It is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
It is estimated that there are 40 to 100,000 polygamists living in the western United States, Canada, and Mexico, with most of them residing around Utah. Tanya, the founder of Holding Out Help, welcomed a family of six to their home after they had fled their polygamous community. She was shocked after hearing their story of being told how to live every aspect of their lives, from what they wore, ate, and read, and where child labor and abuse was normal and accepted. When community members leave or are kicked out, they lose their family, their friends, their entire social structure. That's where Holding Out Help steps in. They not only provide unconditional love and acceptance that facilitates healing and hope, but also clothing, therapy, a place to stay, and educational opportunities to aid in reaching self-sufficiency. If you want to volunteer or come from a polygamous background and need assistance, find more information or contact them at holdingouthelp.org. Select Health recognizes the pathways to freedom provided by Holding Out Help as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15, they're opening up additional lanes. Right now we've got three lanes open passing the Hayesville on I-15 in Lehigh, just north of Lehigh, Maine. A two-mile backup that begins a little bit before the Main Street American Fork Pioneer Crossing exit. And just be very patient. It's about a 20-minute wait in those backups. Although with the additional lane opening, maybe that will decrease a little bit now. Eric?
Moving past that, rounding point of the mountain looks good into Draper and Sandy this morning on I-15 all the way to the South Interchange and to downtown Salt Lake. If you're over on Redwood Road, that's also looking solid up past the Bluffdale intersection, 144 South. Sometimes we see delays there these days. And on into Riverton, that's all looking pretty good this morning. Heather?
If you're planning to hit the roadways in Weyburn-Davis County, it's a great drive right now. You shouldn't have any delays, whether you're on I-84, I-15, US 89, or Legacy. Get your Angels Among Us DVD or CD signed by Kristen Chenoweth at Deseret Bookstores today at 6:30 at Downtown Flagship Store and tomorrow at 6:30 at University Villages in Orem. Heather Kelly.